And from managing your reputation in work to finding a job, figures suggest that you could have as little as a 1% chance of finding employment without help if you've been out of work for 3 years or more. Well, in studio with me now are two men who between them were unemployed for a lot of years. But thanks to the government's new Momentum programme, they have both managed to retrain and find new careers and are beginning to thrive. Michael O'Driscoll and Michael McKenna, you're both very welcome indeed.
Morning, George.
Good morning. Michael O'Driscoll, getting back to work, it's been a very tough job, hasn't it really, for you?
It has, George. I suppose like a lot of people, I found myself unemployed about approximately 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago.
Well, where do you live?
I live in County Longford.
You don't sound like a Longford man.
No, I'm living in Longford about 13 years.
13 years, okay. So you were over in Longford doing what?
Well, I was in construction.
Okay.
But my job was basically... based anywhere in the country at the time, so Longford was a central location, but obviously with the construction downturn, things went south, so found myself unemployed, and mainly most of my contacts were in the same position, so obviously you lose personal contacts in the business and find it very difficult to get work.
And are you a family man?
I am. I have a wife and 3 children.
So it was a really big blow.
Yeah, it was a huge blow to the family in general. Obviously belts had to be tightened. Things got a bit more difficult over time, and you're struggling basically to make ends meet.
And I suppose as you're looking for a job and doing nothing, your confidence dips, doesn't it?
Yeah, you don't realise it particularly yourself, but I suppose the way you put yourself across to other people changes in a big way.
Does it?
Yeah, well, you lose, I suppose, part of your identity along with your employment, because it's a huge part of who you are, obviously. And it's a huge contribution to your life. So when that's gone, I suppose a little part of you and your confidence goes with it. You don't look at the world in the same way, and the world doesn't look at you in the same way.
Well, this getting back to work, this what you did was you signed up for a thing called the Momentum Programme.
Yeah, that's right. Online, I found, located the course online.
This is a government thing.
It is a government initiative, basically, to retrain and reskill people who may have fallen out of work, and retrain with a view to career change more than trying to get you back into the same position.
And it's not a false course as such, sure.
No, it's not. It's run in connection with various companies. The training company which I trained with was CPL.
Which is a private sector training company.
It is. And they're obviously in partnership with government agencies to run these courses. And their contribution to it was... In the work placement itself, they provide contacts in the business community, who are looking for people in various positions, and they basically get you a chance, you know, get you in the door. It's up to you then to get the job.
And did they get your job in construction, or what happened?
No, I was lucky to be placed in a very forward looking and progressive company, Turner's Printing in County Longford. And they were looking for people with quality background, control qualifications, which CPL, which Momentum gave me.
So they gave you a training course in this to give you a qualification to go and get the job, and then they went and they got you the job?
Well, they didn't get me the job, they got me the placement.
Okay.
It was up to me.
And you got the job
well,
from that?
Once I was in the door, they were going to find it very difficult to get me out, because the other thing the course does teach you is... you've got to get out there and do it for yourself. There's nobody going to knock on your door and offer you a job. If you get a chance somewhere, you've got to take it with both hands and put yourself forward. Don't be standing back and waiting for somebody to give you something. Get in there and do it for yourself.
Michael McKenna, you certainly put yourself forward.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You've been on this course too.
Yeah.
And you were unemployed.
I was unemployed, yeah, for about 3 or 4 years. And I suppose when you're unemployed that long, you lose confidence, you become isolated, you know, like... So I was looking online. The social welfare got in contact with me and says, do you want to take a look at these courses? So I went through FOSS, met the person from social welfare. So they put it on the computer, picked the course you want, and I chose the food course, food handlers, and went to see John Dunlop, who was the regional coordinator for CPL Momentum in Dublin.
Had you any background in this food handling business?
No, none at all, okay. No. I'd never worked in anything like that before. And the first day I walked in, it was just we were put at ease in the classroom. Well, you hadn't been in a classroom for over 25 years or so, you know. Like, so we did the course, people like John.
How long now did the course take?
It was 12 weeks in class.
Was it serious business in class?
Oh yeah, it was. It's not like you go in, you sit down, they tell you what to do, and you walk out with a certificate. This was proper assignments, proper exams at the end of each module.
And who was in the class with you? Was it
20 other people? Just 20 strangers.
Men, women, yeah. Different nationalities, yeah. Different backgrounds.
Yeah,
different.
Lots of different, yeah. But the first few days we were in there, it was kind of hard because they're new people. And when you feel a bit isolated after being unemployed that long, it's hard to kind of get on with them.
Yeah, but everybody in the same boat.
Yeah.
Did they become, I presume they're like friends at
this
stage?
Yeah, I'm still in touch with a good few of them, yeah.
Do you know what? I'm intrigued now, actually, because you said that social welfare put this thing up on a screen and they decided, look, we think you should go on this course. Yeah. Did you feel put upon?
No.
Because when we hear about labour market activation and people say, well, they're going to send you on a course or you lose your dole, those kind of things, they can sound very threatening to people.
That was never mentioned to me at all. This was just, look, would you like the opportunity to try and find a job rather than staying on the dole? I'd already looked into it. So when this came about, I jumped at the chance. Because the idea was, trying to get your foot in the door of someone when you've been unemployed for so long is so hard. But this was a work placement. And I knew once I got in the door of somewhere, I could win that job. I knew I was good enough to win it. And that's what happened.
So where is your job?
It's in Bewley's in Northern Cross. You know, they produce the tea and coffee.
Yes.
They actually bag the tea and the coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a great job it is, yeah.
So you're doing, what are you doing there?
I'm a machine operator, yeah.
That's great.
Now, that's something I would never have thought I would have done. But it's a great job, yeah.
And enjoying it.
Yeah, I love it, yeah. The people are great there, yeah.
And what now would you say to people, I wonder, Michael, about the course now? Because it's not something that people are too familiar with. It's relatively new, this Momentum course.
Yeah, it's basically, I sort of call it, it's a boot camp for people who want to get back into employment. It basically gives you up-to-date, relevant skills that businesses are looking for in today's Ireland, if you like.
Has you ever been unemployed before?
I think possibly for a couple of weeks.
But never on
no,
a
never,
course
never
like this,
on a long-term basis. Because my skill, I suppose, the background being I started off as trade qualified and got some supervisory and management positions along the way. But I suppose my main skills were still trade related. So even though I had experience in management, I had no qualifications. So what CPR or what Momentum Project does is basically gives you the skills along with the qualifications to go into possibly supervisory or middle management roles with the confidence that you have the qualifications and you have the knowledge behind you as well as your own work experience.
I presume it's had a big effect on people around you as well now.
Yeah.
Michael, yeah.
The first day I walked in, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I had no confidence whatsoever. But CPR Momentum just gave me a huge amount of confidence. That I remember the last day leaving the classroom, I knew I was going to get a job.
You knew it?
I just knew it.
Well, I presume the personal relationship you might build with a trainer is critical to this because, they're trying to build your confidence.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for somebody who stands at the top of a room with 28 people or whatever in a class trying to build the confidence of an individual. It has to be personal.
But it was personal. It was like they didn't just stand at the head of the class, didn't help. They came down and they actually worked one-on-one with people. They were different. I don't know how to put it, people who would be more educated than others that were in the classroom. So some people needed more one-on-one help. The tutors did that. They didn't just sit back and hope for the best. They actually get involved in the class. They're brilliant.
Yeah, there's a huge level of personal development that goes on in the 20 weeks in the classroom. You're basically built up, you know, to superhuman level by the time you come out. You're ready for an interview. You're ready for work again. Everybody has self-doubt, but it's put to the back of your mind because you know you've been given the confidence back to get out there and put yourself forward.
And the skills. Yeah.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. So it's a new approach that they have, I think, because they haven't before been using private sector trainers for people who are unemployed, so they seem to be more focused. Would you think that they're more focused on you?
Yeah, it's a hugely positive step, I think. Getting training companies involved who are basically in the know and are at the very forefront of recruitment
fantastic.
In Ireland.
Well, it is great. Well, now I hope that many people will take inspiration from both of your stories. Yeah. Michael O'Driscoll and Michael McKenna, thank you both very much indeed.
Okay,
and people
you.
Who are interested in that, I think it's momentumskills.ie would be the webpage if you want to look that
I
up.
Say one more thing, if you don't mind.
Very briefly.
For people who are thinking about it, they should go for it, not... You know, it is worth going because you will get a job at the end of it if you're worth your
salt.
That is a
great recommendation, Michael McKenna. Thank you very much indeed. Right. Well, we just have time to announce the winner of our St. Patrick's weekend competition, courtesy of Ireland's Blue Book. The question was, St. Patrick may be the patron saint of Ireland, but apart from rugby legend Brian O'Driscoll, who would you canonise today and why? And the winner says this. The overwhelming majority of our texts this morning suggested Christine Buckley, who passed away this week. People said things like, the late Christine Buckley, she showed courage and bravery to highlight the terrible abuse in our industrial schools. That was from Tricia. St. Christine Buckley, what a woman, took on the snakes in her own way. That's from Jackie. But the winner is Christine Buckley deserves canonisation. She shone a torch into the darkest corner of Irish life. That's from Gráinne in Galway. Gráinne, congratulations to you. You are getting our one night stay with dinner for two people in the beautiful Dunbrody House Hotel on the Hook Peninsula in County Wexford, and I'm sure you'll have a great time there. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget you can download a podcast of the programme or listen back by going to our webpage rte.ie/thebusiness. Marion Finucane is up next, and we'll be back again at the same time next week. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye bye.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
And The Business with George Lee is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.